26, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and it's a privilege for me to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Vice Mayor Kyle Jones and a pledge of allegiance by Councilmember Deana Higgins. And would you all please rise for both the invocation and the pledge?
Our Father in heaven, we take this opportunity to meet together this evening and as a city council to discuss the needs and projects coming before us tonight. We pray for thy guidance and help in our decision-making. And we do express unto thee our gratitude for this free land in which we live and the many opportunities afforded to us because of that, that we are able to operate in such a way as to have involvement from the community and to make choices that are important to us. We pray for those who are serving the armed forces, watch over them. And we thank them and thank thee for the safety provided to us because of their service. Again, we ask that thou wilt join with us now as we proceed with this meeting. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is to take action on consent agenda items. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item two, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 5A, act on liquor license for Arizona Craft Brewers Guild, one-day event. Item 5B, act on new beer and wine store license for Easy Trip, 758 East Brown Road. Item 5C, act on new restaurant license for Springdale's Restaurant, 7255 East Broadway Road. Item 5.1A, act on bingo application for Mesa Country Club, 660 West Fairway Drive. Item 6A, act on contract to purchase one additional and four replacement medium-duty trucks. Item 6B, act on contract to purchase one backhoe loader. Item 6C, act on contract to purchase one construction tag trailer. Item 6D, act on contract to purchase upgraded fire station alerting system. Item 6E, act on contract to renew one-year term contract for recycled copier paper. Item 6F, act on contract to purchase uniform badges for the police department. Item 6G, act on contract to purchase residential and commercial multi-jet water meters. This item's been withdrawn from the agenda. Item 6H, act on contract for Desert Sage 2 Reservoir, $42,625, funding from the approved fiscal year '08-'09 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 6I, act on contract for Fitch Park Basketball Court Replacement. Item 7A, act on resolution extinguishing a portion of a gas line easement, Skyline Estates in Pinal County. Item 7B, act on resolution approving a development agreement for city share reimbursement between Banner Health and City of Mesa. Item 7C, act on resolution adopting the Fiesta District Design Handbook. Item 7D, act on resolution approving and supporting the grant application by A New Leaf to Gila River Indian Community. Item 7E, act on resolution approving the contract for the sale of excess city-owned property, southeast corner of Higley Road and Loop 202. Item 7F, act on resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with the town of Gilbert to provide fire dispatch services. Item 7G, act on resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with Apache Junction Fire District to provide fire dispatch services. Item 8A, introduce ordinance A08-07, annexing land south of University Drive and east of Higley Road. This item's been continued to February 2nd. Item 8B, introduce ordinance for February 2nd, A08-14, annexing land south of McDowell Road and east of Higley Road. Item 8C, introduce ordinance for February 2nd, A08-38, annexing land north of Southern Avenue and west of Ellsworth Road. Item 9A, act on ordinance amending Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 9B, act on ordinance Z08-69, 8911 East Sunland Avenue for a rezone. Item 9C, act on ordinance Z08-74, 2041 North Wrecker Road for development of an auto service facility. Item 9D, act on ordinance Z08-75, 5358 East Baseline Road for development of nursing facility. Item 10A, act on ordinance amending section 10-5-1 of the Mesa City Code relating to city-owned parking lots and garages. Item 10B, act on resolution approving a contract for the sale of Park Place Center, 51 through 55 East Main Street. Item 11A, act on resolution approving a pre-annexation and development agreement between Toreno Montana LLC, Linda Ray Ramsey, and the City of Mesa. This item has been continued to March 2nd. Item 11B, act on ordinance A06-26, annexing land south of Thomas Road and east of Hawes Road. This item continued to March 2nd. Item 12A, act on ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 7, Section 3 of Mesa City Code to implement fee to pawn shops and secondhand dealers. This item has been continued to the February 17th council meeting. Item 12B, act on modifying fee and charges for the police department to include pawn shop and secondhand dealers. This item has been continued to the February 17th council meeting. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Before we go on, I need to recognize the fact that the empty chair beside me is Councilmember Scott Summers, who is actually participating by phone. So, sorry about that, Councilmember Summers.
Not at all. Thank you for allowing me to come in.
Does any councilmember wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Councilmember Summers?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the audience?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Vice Mayor Jones to approve the consent agenda. Please vote. Oh, you want to log in. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Vote aye. The motion is carried 7-0 in the affirmative. The next item on the agenda is item 3A. A public hearing on a minor general plan amendment, GP minor 08-14. Are there any requests to speak from council members? Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from citizens present?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no requests, I declare the public hearing closed. Item 3B, take action on the following resolution, GP minor 08-14, 513 South Morris Street, located south of Broadway Road and east of Country Club Drive. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
I'll entertain a motion to approve. I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
Vote aye.
Vote aye. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Next item is item 3C, take action on the following ordinance, which was introduced at a prior council meeting, Z08-72. 513 South Morris Street. This is the ordinance related to the GP minor we just acted upon. Do I have a motion? I have a motion by Councilmember Richens, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Any discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. The next item is item 4A, which is a public hearing on the minor general plan amendment, GP minor 08-15. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments by council members? There being none, I declare this public hearing closed. Item 4B, take action on the following resolution, which is GP minor 08-15, the 1,000 to 1,100 blocks of North Stapley Drive on the east side, 1.15 acre. I'll entertain a motion to approve. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Any comments or questions from council members? Please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Item 4C. Take action on the following ordinance introduced at a prior council meeting in relation to the GP minor, the minor plan amendment we just approved, 08-73, also on the 1,000 to 1,100 blocks of North Stapley Drive on the east side. I have a motion by Councilmember Richens, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any request to speak?
No request, Mayor.
Any discussion by council members? Please vote. Councilmember Summers?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. Made it through that. Okay. I believe that's it. The next item on the agenda is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no requests, we have a motion to adjourn. We have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones, a second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Councilmember Summers, you care for adjourn?
I care to adjourn.
I care to adjourn. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.